This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Described by some who witnessed it as chaotic and by others as an American disgrace, the first presidential debate of the season is in the books.
Will you shut up, man?
President Trump and Joe Biden speaking over each other through much of the debate, and at times the president even got into it with moderator Chris Wallace.
Mr. President, your campaign agreed that both sides would get two-minute answers uninterrupted. Well, your side agreed to it, and why don't you observe what your campaign agreed to as a ground rule, okay, sir?
He never keeps his word.
No, I'm not asking that. That was a rhetorical question.
The president could sign a bill today to keep the government running as the Senate finished debating it yesterday and will hold a final vote today. Just before the new budget year begins, the temporary funding bill would avoid a shutdown through December 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says the president's pick for Supreme Court justice should be considered by all senators not based on politics, but on her record. And he's slamming Democrats for using what he calls scare tactics concerning Amy Coney Barrett.
These hysterical claims collapse under the slightest examination. But sadly, they're just beginning.
Disney is laying off 28,000 employees amid COVID-19 closures at its theme parks. The jobs will also impact its workers at its Disney Experiences and in its consumer products divisions. Country music legend and sometimes actor Mac Davis has died. He had a hit with this in 1972.
Baby, baby, don't get the lonely.
Davis also wrote big hits for others like Elvis Presley's In the Ghetto. Davis died after heart surgery. He was 78. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
An 11-year-old boy, one of two hostages, found dead in an Oregon home. Police say he and a woman were shot before deputies busted in. Another woman shot, said to be in serious condition, and a second child was also rescued but wasn't hurt. It's unclear at this point if the suspect knew the victims or why he held them at gunpoint. He spoke with a negotiator but still opened fire and then took his own life. A football player at Georgetown University suspended from the team after being accused of murder. Dijon Williams arrested yesterday at a house in Georgia. He was wanted in the July killing of a man in the nation's capital, and he's set to be extradited soon. Georgetown U says it just learned of the charges yesterday, and there's no indication the crime took place anywhere near the campus. The school has postponed fall sports because of the pandemic. We told you that singer Mac Davis has passed away at 78, also dying at the same age yesterday, singer Helen Reddy, best known for her 1972 hit I Am Woman. and free flights to Orlando, Florida. It's a new deal from Frontier Airlines, but there is a catch. It's only good for people who share the name of that city. The budget airline says the Florida destination is one of their most popular, but they want to spread the love only to those named Orlando, though. If you have that as a first or last name, you can get a free ride between October 13th and 20th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got James Hurston. Yes, the rockin' pneumonia, the COVID-19 blues player himself. He is here live and in person. I love that. I think you need to change it just a little bit, you know, just do it, rock it up. Pneumonia and the COVID-19 blues.
Yeah, for Johnny Rivers, I didn't do it.
But, no, it's okay. Thank you. Next time around. Well, the reason we're referring to this is when you go to James' website at jamesherson.com, he blesses us after every one of his brilliant commentaries with a little entertainment. And, we can't go to the big, the big theaters and the big concert events, but we can go to James's website and catch some of his musical brilliance. And this was one of his featured songs. It was his featured song in this week's commentary, Rockin' Pneumonia. Yes, Johnny Rivers and the Boogie Woogie Blues.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought of that, but yeah, it was kind of fun.
Yeah, but I kept thinking, give me COVID. Give me COVID-19 blues, you know?
Right. No, I think I've done that on a previous one. You know, I used to make a living as a musician, and I played for a lot of rhythm and blues groups, mostly African-American groups. I'm originally from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Did studio work there. And I ended up playing with the Temptations on the road for several years. Mm-hmm. And so my background is soul, although this was more like even kind of Johnny Rivers was doing sort of 50s, 60s mm-hmm. rock, you know,
right.
When he recorded that.
Exactly. Well, good fun. Well, it's always good to reminisce. But, hey, let's talk about Amy Coney Barrett, which you and I talked about last week. We said, look, chances are, she could be the one, and she turns out to be the one. And the Democrats, of course, they had prepared all kinds of, negative research, no matter who it was, if it was going to be LaGoya or Barrett or whoever. There was just in no way possible that they wanted to move forward on the president's nomination. But as they say in the biz, if you don't got the numbers, you don't got the numbers.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. On the scoreboard, there's nothing that Democrats can do, really, to stop this. And they pretty much know it. They can't do what they did with Kavanaugh. Amy Barrett has already, just 3 years ago, she went through a bit of a circus with the Democrats, especially when Dianne Feinstein questioned her Catholic faith and said,
exactly.
The dogma
lives
loud in you. So loud dogma memes are all over the social media. She has this, and it's up on my article on jameshurston.com. There's this incredible picture. I put it on my Facebook page, too, because this family that she has is as much a part of the story of her as a lawyer and a judge as anything else. She's got this happy, glorious-looking family with seven children. Two were adopted from Haiti. I am intimately involved with a ministry in Haiti. I know what's going on in Haiti. What an amazing thing it is for somebody like the Barretts to adopt these two kids.
And for these kids to be adopted, James. I mean, what would life for them in Haiti be right now? And here they are. They find themselves be raised by a potential Supreme Court justice. Wow.
They would have a good chance of not even being alive if they were in Haiti. The situation in Haiti is beyond our wildest imagination. It is literally, it's got to be one of the worst countries for children to grow up in the world. And then she also has this special needs child, Down syndrome child, who you can see by the picture is just this charming, gregarious, and Judge Barrett said he is the favorite of the siblings, and it's just, so they can't, I think most Democrats realize attacking Barrett on her family, her faith, her beliefs, like they tried before, is not where to go. Unfortunately for the Democrats, they have people on the Senate Judiciary Committee like Cory Booker and the like Kamala Harris, who can't, Cory came up with Spartacus while he was doing the Kavanaugh thing. Kamala made a fool of herself and she's going to again. I predict, because
is she going to spend any political capital remaining as a vice president candidate? I mean, is she going to put that on the line? I mean, is Dianne Feinstein going to give her an envelope that she's had in her drawer for 3 weeks and let her be the one to present it?
Well, the envelope that's in the drawer that we know right now and that Kamala Harris is going to, Kamala Harris perceives herself as this brilliant trial lawyer, and she likes to prosecute and ask leading questions. I can predict right now that's not going to go well, because Amy Barrett is an intellectual giant. And, she has this little voice. She talks, and she's very telegenic, and people don't realize how formidable she is. And the Senate Democrats are about to find out. And it's going to be amazing. It's all going to boomerang on them. But what they've decided, and this is at the same time as they're dealing with Amy Comey Barrett and this non-campaign that Biden has been running, they have all settled on something that they brought up in the 2018 midterms, and that is health scare.
Yes.
I say health scare, because what they want to do is tell Americans that President Trump and Amy Coney Barrett are going to take away your health care coverage. That's their new pitch. Chuck Schumer wrote
letter. James, real quick, forget about Roe v. Wade. It's all about health care. I mean, that's quite the pivot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is truly all about health care, but they remember that for the Democrats, abortion is part of health care. It's so-called reproductive health care. And they're going to bring that in. And they also think, that, as Biden is already getting ready to do on the debate tomorrow, to bring in all the COVID stuff, because obviously COVID-19 is health care. Biden made a statement, and he said that, COVID-19... will bring these new pre-existing conditions, such as scarring in the lungs, that President Trump will take away coverage for, and Amy Coney Barrett will take away coverage for it. And they're hanging their hat on a book review that Amy Barrett wrote, where she criticized, rightly, the ridiculous reasoning that was in the Obamacare case, where the Chief Justice, Justice John Roberts, called a penalty a tax, which was kind of like calling a pig an angel. You know, it's just, it was, everybody, even the people that praised him said, well, he had to do that to save the law.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continues with us. James, just to review for just a moment, Amy Coney Barrett's youngest son, Benjamin, I believe, is 8 years old, is a Down syndrome child and is the delight of the family. And he becomes the delight of anybody who happens to be in his presence because this kid is total joy. Now, the Democrats, their mentality would be that Benjamin is less than and would have been a perfect candidate for an abortion. I mean, to put it in real terms, this is what the Democrats believe in. And, boy, I would not be surprised if that somehow doesn't find a way to come forth, you know, during these hearings.
Boy, I hope it does because it's such a loser. Those Senate Democrats would really have sunk low. Now, some of people aligned with the Democrats have gone after the children already in the questioning the adoption of these Haitian children, the two beautiful Haitian children, yeah, a boy and a girl. They're full of joy and they're so happy. But the fact is what they're using terms that it was, you know, a white couple trying to alleviate their white guilt and acting like a colonialist by adopting these children. And let's investigate whether the adoption is legal. And, you know, when you have this kind of visceral hatred and you also have this kind of incredible devotion to abortion, then of course it's going to come out in desperation because mm-hmm. the fact is the election of 2016 was the decision of the American people on the seat of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's not the upcoming election. It was the previous election.
And exactly.
So therefore, all the president is doing carrying out his constitutional duty, which he has done better than any president in modern history in terms of the number of judges he's gotten approved. And then, of course, two key Republicans are going to control this process, and that's going to be Lindsey Graham in the Judiciary Committee and, more importantly, Mitch McConnell in the Senate, the majority leader. Now, you know the Democrats are going to try to delay. All Lindsey Graham has to do is call for the vote, make sure he's timely, stay mm-hmm. on schedule, and that's the same thing that Mitch McConnell will do with the vote, and they'll have the vote well in time for the election, and which they should and must. And the primary reason they must is because we cannot afford, as Americans, having an even-numbered court that would potentially tie when we have the threat of Democrats with 800 lawyers ultimately bringing the presidential election to the Supreme Court mm-hmm. in a similar situation to the 2000 election. And we can't afford that. So we have to have a non-deadlock style of Supreme Court with full nine justices.
Well, and the Democrats have made it clear they're not above cheating. They believe the ends justify the means, and here it is, we're dealing with mail-in voting, and I don't know if you've had a chance to see the James O'Keefe new reveal at Project yep. Veritas on Ilhan Omar. I mean, if this isn't a foreshadowing, I mean, because if it's happening there in Minnesota, where else?
Yeah, the president has already requested Attorney General Barr, whose plate is getting fuller and fuller, to investigate this Ilhan Omar thing. And, you know, James O'Keefe, who deserves a Pulitzer Prize but will never get one, mm-hmm. has uncovered what is a fact, a voter fraud crime syndicate that exists in Minnesota to the benefit of Ilhan Omar, a pay for vote scheme involving hundreds, maybe thousands of votes. And he's got whistleblowers speaking in a Somalian language,
yes.
but nonetheless, he's got people to translate. And this is, you know, this is an absolute, it destroys what the Democrat pundits have said over and over again. There's no voter fraud.
Well, of course.
It's very, very rare.
Well, and who?
Baloney.
But then the, other than the former Attorney General of our country, Eric Holder.
Of course. Well, Eric Holder's been dedicating himself to rigging elections since he left. He's been working on redistricting, organizations that are going to file suit whenever voter rolls get cleaned up, resisting anything that restores voter integrity, like voter ID laws. And Eric Holder stands for rigging the elections and in favor of his side. And he's, I think, in charge of these hundreds of lawyers that are going to file suit if it's close enough.
Right. Well, Eric Holder was the same guy, right, when the Black Panthers were outside a polling station with clubs, and he didn't do anything to them whatsoever. And it wasn't it on his watch when, I think, 58 of the 59 voting districts, something like that, in Pennsylvania, voted 100% for Barack Obama, which is mathematically impossible. The only way you can do that, if you cheat. But somehow, you know, I don't know, Republicans, conservatives, the country at large, just shrugs and goes, well, okay, but see, this is what this is all coming down to. And maybe, after everything is all said and done, James, maybe we will really be serious after all that we've gone through with the impeachment of Donald Trump and Russian collusion, is we finally realize that we have to protect the integrity of our voting process and the election process, to where we demand that voter ID comes into play. We do not allow for these individual states to, you know, arbitrarily extend when they will accept the ballots. You know, I'm for one, look, it's one thing if it's a write-in, and the reason that they came into play was because of military and people who were out of the country. But I'm for one to say, look, at this is the day that we vote. We'll have a national day where nobody goes to work, that the whole day is dedicated to voting, and you go in, you present your voter ID, you cast your vote, and then we have confidence again in the integrity of the voting process.
Well, I think Americans are hungering for more integrity in the process. I mean, what James O'Keefe has uncovered is ballot harvesting, which now has been made legal in certain jurisdictions.
Yes.
Which Nancy Pelosi tried to make legal nationally. Nancy Pelosi knows that she is undermining the very thing she always speaks about. She's always talking democracy. She loves to use that word. And the essence of representative democracy is the elections, they are supposed to be free and fair. And so, yeah, I think Americans are hungering for that. It is my hope that some of these governorships are overturned, that some of the mayors are kicked out, based upon their incredible enabling of criminal behavior in urban areas. And it's a sign that certain politicians have lost any semblance of a conscience. They really have no conscience.
Right.
They're willing to say anything or do anything to achieve power and to maintain power. And that, we cannot have leaders like that. And it's very obvious that Joe Biden is such a person. He is saying, his level of flip-flopping, and part of it is his cognitive deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris doesn't have that excuse. Kamala Harris only cares about her own career and her own power, and she'll sell out the country right in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
That is what we're up against. So I agree with you. I think that hunger for fair elections should start at the local level.
Well, we got to leave it there. Until next week, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Herson, right here. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
All right, you too now.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. 2020 hasn't gone as planned, but the silver lining for some has been families spending more time together. From school in the kitchen to intimate family-focused holiday shindigs, fall presents another season of togetherness, and Amazon Prime offers unmatched benefits to add ease, convenience, and fun to the remainder of 2020. Need school supplies or decorations? Prime members enjoy fast, free delivery on millions of Prime-eligible items with no minimum purchase. Fall game days and holidays call for tasty snacks. Prime offers free 2-hour grocery delivery in more than 2,000 cities from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market. As the weather gets cooler, cozy up with Prime's entertainment benefits for the whole family, including Prime Video, Amazon Music, Prime Reading, and Prime Gaming. Bradley Mattinger, Amazon, says,
Prime offers flexible payment options to suit members' lifestyles with monthly and annual plans. Prime also offers a discounted membership to college students and qualifying government assistance recipients.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up or start a 30-day free trial.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Described by some who witnessed it as chaotic and by others as an American disgrace, the first presidential debate of the season is in the books.
Will you shut up, man?
President Trump and Joe Biden speaking over each other through much of the debate, and at times the president even got into it with moderator Chris Wallace.
Mr. President, your campaign agreed to both sides would get two-minute answers uninterrupted. Well, your side agreed to it, and why don't you observe what your campaign agreed to as a ground rule, okay, sir?
He never keeps his word.
No, I'm not asking that. That was a rhetorical question.
The president could sign a bill today to keep the government running as the Senate finished debating it yesterday and will hold a final vote today. Just before the new budget year begins, the temporary funding bill would avoid a shutdown through December 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin is with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Oh, what a night, huh?
What a night. I didn't get much sleep after that debate.
It was amazing. I mean, you've heard the whole spectrum of comments from the talking heads, from being juvenile and abusive and, I think in part, my initial takeaway on this, Jenny Beth, I don't know about you, but, Joe Biden for Donald Trump represented everything that has been a clash against his presidency, the attempted coup, the mainstream media, fake news, all this stuff. Joe Biden, was the poster child and the red cape in the arena for this particular event. That was my impression and why Donald Trump came out so aggressively. And Biden did not seem to, even begin to appreciate what he and Obama had done. And I thought it was quite interesting, and I wish there was some way that the president could have reinforced it all the more, because when they were talking about a peaceful transition, he says, give me a break. Look at what you guys did in terms of the transition of power from your administration to mine. Don't talk to me about a peaceful transit. I thought that was the exclamation point of the evening.
Yes, I think that is very true. And I don't know that many Americans I think many Americans do. I don't think enough Americans understand just how we did not and have not experienced a peaceful transition of power from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. It hasn't been shooting in the streets in a military coup. It certainly has been a paper coup.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. I mean, I remember the first time that Jerome Corsi brought it up. Jerome, of course, was one of those that were attacked by the FBI, tried to get him to lie. He flat out wouldn't lie, and then they just went away. Fortunately, he had enough strength of character, and they didn't have enough goods on him, and they didn't get him to buckle a knee, and they've left him alone ever since. But he was the first to tell me, and this was, you know, well over a year ago, and it shocked me. He goes, Bill, this was a coup. And I had to think about this and process it. And everything since then, with all the evidence that's coming out, this was a coup, and you cannot tell me. I mean, even speaking with Matt Whitaker, the former acting FBI director, attorney general.
I said, Matt,
was this a coup? And he goes, Bill, I think, you know, and even he had to agree that this smacked of a coup, you know, from the Democrats. So what particularly impressed you last night about the debate?
The thing that impressed me the most that I think is important for people to understand is the line that President Trump had, Joe Biden, you had 47 years to fix the government. I've had 47 months. I think it's such a striking contrast between the two men. And you can see a lot of things, and you may or may not like a lot of things about government, but President Trump's been in there for 47 months. It hasn't even been 4 full years yet, and he's done a tremendous amount, and he's brought a different way of thinking about how the government should be run. It's unsettling for some people because they just have never worked in a real business in their life, and they've only worked for government. But for those of us who've worked in businesses, Fortune 500 companies, and also entrepreneurs, just startups, smaller startups that are growing, we understand you have to be quick on your feet. You can't wait for all the wheels to turn in order to make things happen. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that President Trump has been very effective with making things happen throughout this entire pandemic. I think that his comparison saying, well, yes, there have been 200,000 deaths, and every single death is a tragedy. And had it been Biden as president, it would have even been more. I think that's a very valid concern.
Well, that's the thing that bothers me consistently, is that they act like the president was so slow on the uptake on this whole situation. He hasn't done nothing. I mean, Biden kept saying he's done nothing. What do you mean? He's done nothing. And this is what surprised me a little bit. I thought the president should have had a better response in terms of being able to quickly outline all the things that he did. Yes, he shut down the airports, but he also put a team together, you know, headed by Vice President Pence. You know, he brought the experts in. What he did in terms of, you know, turning on a dime to cover the poor administration of particularly these Democratic-run of states like New York, for example, that wasted their money, that misallocated money that was especially designed for PPE. They spent it on, you know, green deals, on windmills, and they knew, they heard 5 years in advance, they got advice that they needed to reinforce their health care materials, and they ignored it, and they wasted the money. And then Donald Trump and the administration worked, you know, stopped on a dime. And look what they were able to do with ventilators and PPE equipment. I mean, to such a degree that they started not only fulfilling the needs of all the hospitals and facilities here in the United States, but also started exporting to other countries that needed. How can he say that he did nothing?
Because he just isn't being truthful. And perhaps it's even that he just doesn't know. He also said that he doesn't support the Green New Deal. And yet his website, Joe Biden's website, mentions that he supports the Green New Deal. And Joe Biden said that the information that has just come out in the last week about Hunter Biden receiving $3.5 million from Moscow that that's settled and has been debunked. That's not settled. It hasn't been debunked. It just came out of the Senate last week.
Yeah, who settled and debunked it? And, oh, yeah, by the way, Judicial Watch documented through FOIA requests that Biden was on Air Force Two, Jenny Beth, 800 times, over 800 times. He was on a plane with his dad on the people's plane, Air Force Two, and for what purpose?
And those are questions that Biden sidestepped and refuses to answer. And I'm glad that President Trump kept pushing about the 3.5 million. I think that the way that he pushed on that and the refusal to answer it and the way that Chris Wallace kept ignoring it, which I thought was a disgrace to the American people, and he did a disservice to the American people about this specific question, leaves the question open in people's minds. I hope they go and read the report that Senator Ron Johnson released last week about Hunter Biden.
Exactly. Well, we got about a minute left, and I did want to get your comments on Amy Coney Barrett before we wrap things up. What say you?
I think that from everything I've been told, she is a brilliant legal mind. I'm not an attorney, so I have to trust those who work in the legal field on this. She has been a mentor. She is a mom. She is the can be an icon for feminism for a working mom,
yes,
who works and also has a family and has not sacrificed either one in order to accomplish her goals in life. She is in the Scalia mold, and we certainly need more justices who are in the Scalia mold. And I am looking forward to watching the hearing in about a week and a half from now and watching the Senate work to confirm her.
Well, they wanted to make a big deal about her statement, which a lot of people agreed with, which had to do with the Affordable Care Act and how Justice Roberts, I felt, that he kind of interfered with the process when he went to the other side of the bench and argued with Obama's team, saying, no, this is a tax. They go, no, it's not a tax. He goes, well, if you want this thing to pass, you know, to pass muster here in SCOTUS, it's a tax. I mean, he was basically leading the defense there, which most fair-minded attorneys and legal analysts, you know, scratch their heads over into this day. And, the Democrats took exception with something that I think has been, you know, generally discussed and accepted and challenged, that Justice Roberts, you know, could be called out of order for that.
I think that is exactly right. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Well, exciting times lie ahead for many reasons. Jenny Beth Martin, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is a metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get 2 bottles free when you order 2 bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy 2 bottles for only $49.99 each and get 2 bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. My good friend Dr. Alveda King joins us to talk about this past Saturday, where hundreds of thousands came together at the Washington, D.C. Mall for a day of prayer and repentance. Millions more, I understand, on six continents, 154 countries involved. They participated online, TV, and various other media outlets. It was a day, and our prayer, Alveda, is that It's making a difference, that it continues, that it is going beyond Saturday, that we all are turning to God in humility not only day, but days of repentance in hopes that ultimately a revival would follow. What do you say?
Bill, Saturday was so remarkable and so amazing. God took two contingencies, and that's what I call them, mm-hmm. or not even divisions, contingency.
Yes.
He returned. And I was honored to be a part of the return and to give remarks. And I prayed about one blood, one race. We are not colorblind. We see ethnicity, but we are brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And so I was able to pray like that. And then I was also praying with Franklin Graham with the same prayer. And so God just took over Washington. It was absolutely awesome. The point is, repentance means you admit, you confess, and then you turn away from sin. And that is what I saw from every person who was participating.
Yeah, it was especially powerful, I thought, with those that we could see on television. And I know when I talked with Jonathan Kahn and Pastor Jessup that they were getting calls from around the world saying, hey, look, we want a return Israel. We want you to come here and do a return India. I mean, this is how infectious this was. And the other thing was, I believe, was at 11:59, they get a communique from the White House, and President Donald Trump shared his heart, which I thought was extremely powerful.
Yes, it was amazing. And I had just been with the president the day before in Atlanta with his platinum plan for the African-American community.
Mm-hmm.
So President Trump has been busy. America is busy praying. Don't let anybody else tell you that America is not praying, because America is praying. Second Chronicles 7:14 is alive in America.
Without a doubt. And, of course, a big focus with you also as an evangelist and the director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Life, the abortion issue played a big part of our prayer to consider that, if judgment was to happen, I mean, certainly we cannot escape it when you consider that we have participated in the murder of 60 million plus babies, as best we could count here just in this country alone.
And amazingly, we now have the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who many people admired on many levels, and she actually did some good things for women's rights.
Yes.
She just forgot that the little girls in the womb are women, too, are females. You know, she forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that that is going on right now in America, the best thing we can do is not to be hateful or mean or arguing with anybody. We have a debate coming up. And with that debate coming up, in the next several days after the debate, we have to really still be kind to each other.
Exactly. Well, of course, and this is all in the midst as well of a confirmation process for an originalist, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, that has an impeccable history academically and as a woman of God.
She's already been confirmed, so really they just need to put her on in there. So I hope this doesn't drag out with all the shenanigans that those who oppose her appointment will try. So she's really, I think she was confirmed, Bill, about 3 years ago, maybe.
Yes, exactly.
Vetted, confirmed, yes.
Yes, so this process, in terms of expediting this process, not hurrying it in terms of missing something, it really lends itself to a speedier process because she was confirmed. And there was a number of Democratic senators who confirmed her. Of course, now they're saying they're not going to. They're standing on some sort of traditional rule and maybe even a dying wish, you know, from the former justice, Ginsburg. But all that aside, you know, we have a Republican president in the White House. We have Republicans controlling the Senate, and they can thank Harry Reid for setting the precedent when he went nuclear to confirm some federal judges. And so was the case for Gorsuch and for Kavanaugh. It will be the same case here for Judge Barrett. Without a doubt.
Yep.
Well, as I say, in talking about the abortion issue, Alveda, I believe that the Democrats are missing what you and I have been seeing across America, and that is that women have come to the realization, women in particular have come to the realization, because what I hear and what you're hearing repeatedly is, they lied to me. I didn't realize that this was a real baby, a real soul. And because of technology today, they are seeing that this is a real baby. And I think that also in addition to that reality that they've come to know, it's also what they're feeling emotionally, is that if it was so inconsequential and meaningless, why do I feel for my unborn child to this day?
That is part of it, Bill, and what women are also realizing, I'm counted in that number, you know.
Yes.
I had the two abortions, and then my body was harmed by the abortions, and I had a miscarriage. And then God healed my body, and I was able to totally bear and bring into this, you know, bring through my body six living children. But mm-hmm. There are three that didn't make it. But what women are also saying is, wait a minute, they also lied to me. This is not personal. I'm not the only one hiding in sin and shame. This is millions.
Yes.
60 million plus babies are going to die.
Yeah.
That's so many babies. And so the secrecy, the veil of secrecy has been broken.
Mm-hmm.
These are little, half the babies are girls. So
yes.
If you're for women's rights, you have to support their rights too.
Exactly.
All of them, you know, and many of them are African American. If you believe in civil rights for African Americans, you're not going to kill black babies. You're not going to kill any babies. Because
right.
Babies are people.
Right. And how do they ignore Margaret Sanger's specific purpose in making sure Planned Parenthood and these abortion facilities were placed in areas of poverty and amongst black communities? How did Democrats,
How do black Americans, if you can put it in those terms, because 40% of the abortions, roughly, as best we can tell, have been, have been perpetrated upon black America. How do people ignore those facts?
This has been a veil of secrecy, but Jesus rent that veil.
Yes.
Mm. At Calvary, so people are beginning to see the truth. And when we see the truth, people of compassion are responding to them.
Yes. Well, and of course, this is just one issue. I mean, we have issues of double standards and mixed weights and some of the prayers that went out, whatever ailment, whatever, sin you may have been involved with. Maybe you weren't involved with abortion. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's human trafficking. Whatever the sin that you've been involved with, if America is going to get back on track, well, even forget about America for a minute. Just think about the legacy of your own family, of how important that is. Then we need to reconcile ourselves to the living God who says that, look, if you turn to me, I will turn to you, right?
Bill, I want to say this in that context, that you mentioned my legacy, the King family legacy of one blood, God made all people to live together on the first face of the earth.
Yes.
And so we are human beings. In 1994, Joe Biden championed some legislation calling young black men predators. I have a son. My oldest son is 50 years old. He and his wife, the parents of five strong young men, and one recently got married. He's African American. His wife is Caucasian. They're people. They're human.
Yes.
So our black men need to be returned back home, back to society. And those who have committed nonviolent crimes need to come right back home and be a part of society, because too many of our people were lost to slavery, abortion, unjust incarceration. All of this has to stop. But I am not a racist. I believe we are one human race. I don't see different races. The colors denote ethnicity to me. So my uncle said, Martin Luther King, if you value the human personality, you won't kill anybody.
Exactly. Well, Dr. King, I will say this. This is something that God had deposited in my spirit quite clearly as I was watching, marchers on the streets of America, crying out, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. And what I felt God had deposited into my spirit that really resounded so clear was he said, no Jesus, no peace.
That's right. No Jesus. K-N-O-W-N-N-O-Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Exactly.
No
Jesus. He is. He is the Prince of Peace.
Jesus.
I mean,
Christ. He's
too. Yep. Exactly. The very thing we're looking for, and the very thing that most people have been resisting. But we're coming to that point, Alveda, where soon and very soon every knee will bow, right?
And every time we'll confess, I'm sorry about the noise, I'm on the road.
Yes.
So please forgive me. But every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. It's better to do it while you're still breathing.
Amen.
It is.
Well, and this is what repentance is all about. I thought it was quite interesting, and Jonathan Kahn had pointed it out, that when this was 5 years in the planning, and the Shabbat, the day that they pick in the Jewish culture, is the day of return and repentance. Was this a God thing? Was this a God thing or what, huh?
This was totally a God thing. And as I say, take over the whole capital. All of these things.
Well, we'll leave it right there. Evangelist and Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, for Priests for Life, Dr. Alveda King. Alveda, as always, love you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
We've all seen